Blue. Thank you for calling. How can I help?
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, Bilal. Tell me, how can I help?
Yeah, yesterday,
yesterday you called, you shared the payment receipt, I remember.
Yeah. So, you take money from my account. So, you got $205. Right?
Yeah, the total amount you paid.
Why?
Your bill was 201.38, rest was transaction fee.
So, how much my bill for 1 month?
Not 1 month, 2 months bill it was.
Okay, I'm sure. Now tell me how much you charge me every month. Because I remember the deal was $69 a month.
69 was never your bill. Your bill was 88.32 roughly. Then it jumped $4.92.26.
Okay, so 80. How? What?
92.26.
Why 92?
From 88, there's an NBN price hike that happened of $4, which we already sent you the email and informed you.
Yeah, so my bill is around 90.
92.26.
Why?
That's the bill, sir.
No, it's not the bill. Because when I make the agreement was 69, and when they told me they're going to make it 90, they give me extra and limited if something, I don't know, and they said they sent technician to here to fix it and change everything, but it never happened.
So this is your bill and this will be your bill, $92 roughly.
Okay, $92, so 92, 92.
It's not 92, 92 this month, as you didn't make the payment for last month, so this month there was a late payment fee of $15 also.
Ah, $15?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Okay. So, how long is my contract finish?
I'll tell you the date.
What?
I'll tell you the date. Give me a moment.
Yeah.
Your contract is good until 9th of March 2026.
Why? I make contract for 6 months.
No. On 10th of March, you renewed for 1 year.
I renew for 1 year?
Right.
Oh, yeah. So, if I want to block my contract?
$299 early exit fee.
How much?
$299.
Why? Who says that?
As you are
Did I sign anything for that?
It was a verbal agreement. We have the call recording.
Yeah, this agreement, did I sign it?
No.
Did you send me? Yeah. Did you send me document? Did you send me document to sign about?
Email was sent.
Was sent, and did I reply and accept it? I don't think so.
Yes, it was me only who called you. I offered you.
You called me, and what did I say? Did I say I'm agree?
Yes. You did.
Yeah, so you mentioned this, if I broke my contract, I have to pay $300.
Whenever you are... Okay, if you break your contract, the best price I can do...
No. You can't do anything. Did I sign anything?
You
when I signed...
Over the phone. It's not about signing.
Did
you
sign... When you said it, and I accept it, so I have agreement. But if you didn't say that if you have voice record, when you said if you broke your agreement for $300, I have to pay fee. And I say, agree, if you have this voice, if you have this voice, I'm agree to pay. But if you don't, because I don't remember, I'm not agree to pay. Okay?
I have the voice recording where I clearly mentioned that you, if you break the contract, you need to pay an early exit fee.
Yes, so if I said yes and have your voice, so I'm happy to pay. But if you don't, if
I
you mention...
I definitely have the voice recording.
Yeah, beautiful. If you have it, I'm happy. But if you don't, I don't pay.
Yes, sir, I
because,
have.
Yeah, okay. That's when you mention it and I said yes and declare, it's okay. But if not, I don't have to pay anything. Because
no,
I didn't sign anything, okay?
I clearly mentioned that it will be a 12-month contract and if you cancel the agreement before 12 months, you will be charged an early exit fee.
Mm-hmm.
The amount I might not have mentioned, I agree. But I clearly stated if you break the contract, there will be an early exit fee.
And I say yes. I agree.
Yes.
Right? I don't think so. I don't think so because trust me, that shit and bullshit was happening. And because you cut my phone for yesterday and always the phone is cutting. And you charge me too much. Because I remember when the agreement happened, it was not the amount $992 a month.
It was 88, but before 1 month, it jumped to 92.
So if I have contract, you can't jump it.
It's a price hike that happened from ACCC.
Man, we don't have, I don't know.
You have sent the email document to every customer and you are also one of them.
Ah, voila. No, I don't think so. You don't have a right to jump the amount if I have contract for 1 year. It should be fixed for the end of contract. You don't jump it. And you can take money from my account, whatever you want and how much you want. That's not right. Because if you said we have contract and agreement, right? If you're talking about agreement, you have to respect the agreement if I have to respect the agreement. You don't have to charge me extra because, I don't know, it's a jump because you wanted to jump. But I don't have to write when I go out wherever I want. You have to respect the contract, so I respect it.
This will be the price, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know. But that price when I join is different. That's not right. Because if you have to respect your agreement, I have to respect the agreement.
This
right?
Price hike happened from NBN, so...
I don't care what's happening from IBN. That's why people make agreement or contract to fix the payment. You don't have a right to jump the price and amount wherever you want until the finishing contract and you have to notice me. Right?
As I said, this was a price hike directly from NBN.
I don't care. I'm saying I don't care because we have agreement. Wherever it happened, that's on you, not on me. I'm not happy with your photographers at all.
That that's different. You are not happy, but this is what happened.
Yeah, it's what happened. So don't blame me what is going to be happening. Thank you very much for your time. Bye.